Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Diet. Greater Sydney's lockdown is being extended until Friday, the 30th of July, after two coronavirus deaths were reported in the latest outbreak. There have been another 97 cases of community transmission. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has assured people in New South Wales that the government's support package will last for as long as the lockdown is needed. A number of doctors who attended a virtual community leaders forum with Scott Morrison are asking the federal government to increase the supply of vaccines for southwest Sydney areas. GP and community activist Dr. Jamal Rifi attended the forum and asked Mr. Morrison for more vaccines. Victoria has recorded one new local coronavirus case, which is a person who was already in isolation. Health authorities have listed two new exposure sites, including a petrol station on the Hume Highway and a fast food restaurant outside of Melbourne. A 43-year-old man has become the latest Indigenous person to die in custody. He was found dead at the Long Bay Correctional Centre in Sydney. The Aboriginal Legal Service says Frank Coleman was found unresponsive in his cell, and his family is demanding answers. Almost 500 Indigenous people have died while in detention and in police incidents since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody in 1991. His daughter, Lakota Coleman, paid tribute to her father, also known as Gud Coleman, on NITV.
We want to remember Dad for who he was, a proud Nambu man, staunch and proud in his Aboriginal culture. He was outgoing and friendly. He made everyone smile and laugh.
A funeral ceremony has been held in Iraq for people who lost their lives in a hospital fire. More than 90 people were killed in the blaze at the coronavirus ward of the hospital, and dozens were injured. The coronavirus infection rate in the United States is increasing, with the number of new cases doubling each day over the past 3 weeks. All states reported COVID-19 case figures had risen over the past 2 weeks, except in Maine and South Dakota. Health officials say the Delta variant of the virus and July 4th gatherings are likely to explain the recent trend. In sport, the International Olympic Committee says it has accepted the decision not to have spectators at the Tokyo Olympics. Earlier this month, organisers of the Tokyo Games ruled the event would be held without fans due to coronavirus concerns. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach says the safety first mentality must be followed to protect the athletes.
They want to feel the atmosphere in the stadium and the support coming from the public. But this decision and our support for this decision shows that we are walking the talk.
I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News in Easy English.